What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another one of our seven-figure fitness business podcasts. It's your host, Igyo Digizua, here to help you stay calm, change lives, and have business on your terms now. Today, what we're going to be talking about is more on the operational side of running a business. And it's not something that is talked about very often, but it's really important as you're starting to scale and grow your business and you're going from this shift where you're focusing on just acquisition and transitioning to where you're really focusing on retention and product. One of the most important things you have to understand with the business is really the economics of your business. Now, the reason why I'm talking about this now is because this week I spent a lot of time going through the economics, going through the operations, thinking through the constraints with the operations within the business. And because the type of business that I'm in now is more service-based, yeah, we're deploying and building an AI and plugging it into our clients' businesses. But because it requires so much upfront work to build and manage the AI ongoing on our behalf, and we're doing it for our clients, one of the shifts that one of my mentors that I was talking to this week, we're having a lot of conversation around actually understanding what is your average time the completion on those builds and what is the cost for those completion. So when you're thinking through those, we know what our cost per acquisition is. We know like how much are we spending on ads? What's our cost per lead? What's our cost per application? What's our cost per booking? What's our cost per show calls taken? Our cost per sales made and the average return on cash return on ad spend and then the contract return on ad spend. So we have all those numbers now then, but I got challenged, like, what do those numbers look like when it comes to the operational arm of your business? How much does it cost you to serve a client? What's your team payroll for per client? All right. What's the time turnaround time, right? How long does it take your team to deploy a new AI into its client's business? And then how long is that client sticking with you for an extended period of time, right? How much time is the team taking to service that client after the build has been done? What's the ongoing commitment and what does the economics for that look like, right? And it was very fascinating because I have all these data, beautiful dashboards and things for acquisition, but we never built that out in depth for our backend. And the most that I really tracked when it came to fulfillment was resigns, churn, testimonials, and referrals. If our coaches were getting resigns, they were getting testimonials, they were getting, keeping a low churn and getting referrals, I knew they were doing their job, but I still didn't really understand the economics of what it costs to actually have a coach servicing a client, even in my coaching businesses. So having those conversations and understanding the importance of it, if you want to attract investors and you want to attract people who are going to be funding and giving you money to help you grow and scale your business so you can take it to new heights, they want to know that you have a firm grasp, not just on how to acquire a customer, but a firm grasp on all the economics that it takes to service your clients, and you have a firm understanding of the different bottlenecks and constraints there are in your business. So off the back of that conversation, I developed a project timer tool where when we bring on a new client, that timer starts. As soon as we bring on a new client, that timer starts and the team is tracking what they're doing for each client as they're working on it. So now we're tracking time to launch and then how much time each person is spending on different aspects of a client's build that's going to allow the client to launch. Figuring out how do we get that time lower and lower and lower to the point where the vision is, let's say you reach out to us and you're like, hey, I want to schedule a discovery call of Charlie AI. All right. The vision is from the time you sign up for Charlie AI is within 7 days of signing up, it's already deployed into your account, fully trained, ready to go, and producing results within 72 hours of it being live. That's the vision. It's very audacious, and it's going to cost a lot of money to make that possible. And the only way you're going to be able to do that is you have to be able to track what are the different aspects inside of your business, what are the different economics when it comes to delivering and servicing each of your clients, and understanding what are the different constraints and how can you make it as efficient as possible. The nice thing when it comes to a coaching business, like an online fitness his business is just nowhere close to as complex on the back end as when you're actually like building tech and deploying it into different businesses. So with a coaching business, what you want to think about is how much time do you need to spend with each client to get them the result that they need? How long does it take you to onboard a client and get them properly acclimated to your program and get them actually utilizing the thing? So when a client signs up, how long does it take you to onboard them? What are all the different pieces that it takes to get them properly onboarded? And what is the time to utilization? Like, what's the time to value when a client signs up? How long does it take them to actually receive the value that they're purchasing or giving you money for, right? What's the time to value? And then what's the ongoing commitment for each client on a day-to-day basis? So for example, with our online fitness businesses, we used to pay coaches anywhere from $40 to $60 per month per client. And we're able to get away with doing that because I got it down to where we have a client management system and a fulfillment system that ultimately tracked that each client only required at scale 30 minutes to an hour per month for a coach, right? So if we can set it up that way, then I know that if I'm paying them $60 per month per client, I'm essentially paying them about $60 an hour because that's how much time it was going to take them to service and work with each client. So take time to think through and document everything that you're doing for each of your clients. When you onboard a client, start tracking how much time it takes you to onboard them and track how much time it takes them to receive the value. And that's going to give you a good idea of some of the economics for the back end of your business. So that would be like kind of like the takeaway. If you find it helpful, I know operations isn't a sexy subject, but it is very, very important that you need to understand the back end economics of your business if you want to be able to grow and scale. So hope you found it helpful. Like, share, and subscribe. And I'll catch you in the next one. Till next time, deuces.